You are listening to WMUC College Park. My name is Andrew. Today I have a guest, Priya, with me. My final training of the semester. It's going to be kind of sad because I like doing the trainings. And I'm going to start us off with a PSA. I think this is like the fourth, fifth week in a row I've done this one. But this was the PSA both my trainers used, and I used it every single day last year. It is the Filipino Cultural Association PSA. I'm going to be sad to see it go, but when I start training people next semester, perhaps I'll get to play it again. So this is the PSA.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@umd.com.
So for today's episode, I wanted to talk about one of my favorite, albums of all time, the album Exodus by Hikaru Utada. I think it's such a crazy album. I have not heard anything about it, and what makes it so special to me is that it manages to combine so many tropes of both 2000s American pop and R&B, as well as a lot of J-pop from the 2000s as well. And I think it creates this really interesting sound that I just have not been able to hear elsewhere. And I think that there's just a sense of being almost unrestrained on the album that I think is very hard for a lot of artists, especially one as I'd say as polished as Hikaru Utada is, to really be able to produce. So I want to start with, I think, the most popular song and the one that kind of got me into the album because I have to hear what more is there. It is Easy Breezy by Utada off the album Exodus.
I still remember the ways that you touched me.
That was Easy Breezy off of Utada's debut English album under the name Utada. I first discovered this album whenever I saw like this like video on Instagram of just all like the insane lyrics that they've put out in their music. With this one, the line "You're Easy Breezy and I'm Japanesey," that has always stuck with me as being like so like just bold. Like there's other lines and a few other songs we'll talk about later on, but I just think there's something so striking about the way in which like they write their lyrics that I think nobody else has really been able to replicate. This was made as a crossover album for Hikaru Utada, who performs as Utada in English and then Hikaru Utada in Japan, who is also the best-selling Japanese artist of all time, like within Japan. And it's kind of crazy to see that there's not that much recognition for them within America as opposed to, you know, in their in the country of Japan, especially because America actually is their home country. Both their parents are Japanese record executives who resided within California and raised them here until they're about 15 before they moved to Japan. However, they still have a very like firm understanding of American culture. This allows for them to have like a very firm understanding of both American culture and Japanese culture in their music, because just they've lived like both the experience of, you know, being on both sides. They initially released music, if I'm not mistaken, when they were 14 or 15, under the name Cubic U in America, but I cannot find that anywhere. Like I've searched for it before. All there is just one little like footnote on Wikipedia. Like they also used to release as Cubic U. And maybe I'll look for it again because I haven't looked in a few years. However, they debuted Truly in 1999 with the single Automatic. I think it's an incredibly cute like J-pop song. The music video kind of reminds me of it's the Jamiroquai one in The Moving Room, because like for Jamiroquai, they're also in like this like really neat like glowing up like room, kind of like, you know, sliding around. And this album ended up having one of the best selling, if not to my knowledge, it was most definitely at the time the best selling Japanese single of all time with the song First Love. And while I like First Love, I really like Automatic, and that was a song off this album I wanted to play next. I think it's kind of similar to a lot of other American R&B songs, though. Utada has stated that Aaliyah is one of their biggest influences, as well as some other American R&B groups like TLC. But I think Aaliyah has one song called What If that I think is like incredibly like out there sonically, that I think kind of follows like a similar type of like unexpected like direction for her music that Utada takes in a lot of it too. Utada's also stated that Britney Spears was one of their bigger influences for the more popular side of their music. And I think Me Against the Music by Britney Spears and Madonna kind of encapsulates a lot of like pop star culture during the early 2000s, having, you know, Britney Spears, who's considered like the princess of pop, with Madonna, who people consider the queen of pop. So up next, I wanted to play Automatic by Hikaru Utada, What If by Aaliyah, and Me Against the Music by Britney Spears and Madonna.
Thank you. the hotel room. But instead you're up in my face saying you were at friends. But they all call asking me, where the hell you been?
In the crowd, grab a partner, take it down.
It's me against the music. Just me and me. Yeah, come on.
I'm gonna take it your own. All my people on the floor, miss you.
over here, I got something to show ya. Sexy lady, I'd rather see you bare your soul. If you think you're so hot, better show me what you got. All my people in the crowd, let me see you dance. Come on, Britney, lose control. Watch you take it down.
So, after the release of their 1999 album, First Love, Hikaru Tada was incredibly, like, popular, one of the biggest pop stars in Japan. They released two or three more albums in Japan before deciding to start and try and cross over into America. They signed with, if I'm not mistaken, Virgin Records, and had a very big budget to, like, have, like, their big American breakthrough, again, under, like, the idea of them becoming, you know, the next Aaliyah or the next Britney Spears. During the production of the album that was made to be their like crossover Exodus, they did a lot of work with producers like Timbaland or Danja, but they also produced a lot of the music themselves. They said that a lot of the creative process for this album was them just like locking themselves away, like inside an apartment for like a month or so, just creating all these like songs that are like, I truly think are so unique. The album eventually released, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, in 2004, to very low sales in America, but still went number one in Japan. I don't think a lot of people who are actually in America have heard this album. I was not alive during 2004, but I don't think any song even broke the Billboard Hot 100 other than maybe Easy Breezy. But I think it's just so incredible, and I think it's such like a it's just such a unique album. Like, I can't think of anything else that they would say. It's just like, it's unique, and I think it is very much of its time, but in a way that I absolutely love. And I think it's so maximalist and pushes like the pop almost like to its extreme, which I think is felt in like no more than in the song The Workout by Utada. This song, it's loud, it's frantic, it uses so many different like instruments at once, but I just think it's so incredible. One of the other things I think sets this album apart from a lot of its contemporaries is the influence of, you know, J-pop and other Eastern like pop subgenres and like cliches into the album itself. That's something I've also been struggling to find, is other acts that really manage to combine both like the like facets of both Western and Eastern music. But I have found a few artists over the years that have like managed to incorporate both of them together. I think Straight Outta Mumbai by Jai Paul does a really good job of incorporating Indian culture into like British house music, or not house music, I'll just say like, I think electronic. I think it's a very like experimental like piece, and it was unfinished. The album it was on was like leaked while it was not done, and then he decided he just wasn't going to continue working on it. So the album does have rough parts, but I think it is, again, wholly unique. It manages to cross over a lot of like, you know, Western electronic with some of his Indian heritage, as well as the song XXXO by MIA. I think she's one of the few other larger like Asian artists within the like larger like Western hemisphere, and I think XXXO is just, it's one of my favorite songs by her. And while I think that it's less so like in sonically inspired by like Asia and the Middle East, I think it is like lyrically much more, you know, about the struggles that like nations like her home country of Sri Lanka have had to like deal with. And so up next is The Workout by Hikaru Tada, Straight Outta Mumbai by Jai Paul, and XXXO by MIA.
I was dancing with a dirty blonde Texan. like what you see, you can download and store. We can find ways to spam what you know. I can be the actress, you'd be Tarantino. XXXO, XXXO.
I'm currently training Priya, and I asked her to add a little song that, like, kind of also works as, like, an Eastern-Western crossover, and I'm gonna have her introduce it.
Yes, hi, everybody. So today we're gonna listen to Yayu Hoi by Sogum and Ohyuk. So these are young artists out of South Korea. The song was released in 2020, and I find it has a beautiful experimental mix of both English and Korean lyrics. You'll find that it has a couple interesting sounds in there, so see if you can spot it. And it's honestly just a fun listen. I hope you enjoy.
You're going to fry this time. The way you talk to me, the way you look at me, I'm not gonna ruin my too. The way you talk to me, the way you look at me. You are so mean to me. No, no way.
Okay, so Priya just wanted to talk a little bit more about, like, what the meaning of the song was. I'm going to let you take over for another second.
Yeah, so the title of the song, I don't know if you've heard it,
Ohyuk, he's also the lead songwriter for a Korean band called Chucko. Very good music, totally check it out.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I wanted to, because I can only play four songs by an artist per hour, my final song, Bayutada, I wanted to play, I think is my favorite song of all time by them. It's called Kremlin Dusk. This song is so, like, insane to me. I think it's, like, absolutely, like, the wildest song on the album. I still have not heard anything like it. And I feel like it has, like, again, like, the dramaticness, almost a lot of, like almost, like, anime openings have. But as well as, like, a usage of very, like, uniquely, like, 2000s R&B instrumentals. I think, like, a lot of the album has almost, like, a... I can't describe it other than, like how, like, images have, like, a glare. There's a filter on top of, like, almost, like, the whole album that just makes it sound, like, a little bit dated. And while I think that this album, like, this song has it the most, I think that really works in, like, its benefit because it truly is, like, just of its time. So, up next is Kremlin Dusk by Utada.
I was searching for my love.
So to end off, I wanted to play some songs I feel like wouldn't have existed without like the influence on without the influence of Utada. The first I wanted to play was Bionic by Christina Aguilera, because I think that this album, which released, if I'm not mistaken, in 2010, I think it's one of the only other like mainstream pop albums I can think of that truly like, I don't even say it went as out there as Utada did, but I think it comes close just to being like something you would not expect from an artist that's very like just very maximalist, very all over the place, maybe a little dated, but I quite like dated sounding music. And then Tokyo Love Hotel by Rina Sawayama. I think Rina Sawayama is the most direct like line downwards of an artist that is inspired by Hikaru Utada. She said in interviews before that this was like one of her favorite artists to listen to while growing up. She said that Hikaru really paved the way for like Japanese American artists just in general. And I think that Rina manages to do another really good job of just combining like Eastern and Western music together, considering her like upbringing as being Japanese British in England. So next up are Bionic by Christina Aguilera and Tokyo Love Hotel by Rina Sawayama.
Yeah.
I want to end off. We have a little extra time, so we decided to do one more song. It's called Ojalá. Yeah, sorry. Ojalá Te Mueras by Chenta Sai. Instead of being like a American crossover, British crossover, this is a Argentinian crossover. The artist Chenta Sai, he was born in Thailand, but he resides and is based in Argentina. So have a wonderful night, everybody. Goodbye.
Tu puta cara en la vaga. hablan mi remordimiento. Y sí, ojalá te vieras con el dedo pequeño del pie, y que el dolor te dure así eternamente. Y sí, ya lo sé que está muy mal desear la muerte, pero no lo puedo evitar y lo confieso en alto. Y sí, ya lo sé que está fatal desearlo, pero ojalá, ojalá. Desearía que supieras que ojalá te murieras y que desaparecieras para no verte nunca más. Desearía que supieras que ojalá